Anyhow, this is what we are talking about. We are talking about a different behavior. Here, there is no teacher and student. Here, there are masters. There are big holy fellows. And the teacher is a fellow passenger, fellow traveler. We travel together. We don't oppose our masters. We try to walk with them. Because all of us, we are walking in one path. So we are learning, all of us, from the master of the masters to the beginners, we are walking in this path and learning. Because here learning is different. I told you about the wall of philosophy. This knowledge is not something you learn, then you know. Remember that? Even if you learn this and you know, I said, what? That's useless. So what? Here is not about knowledge. Here is about becoming something. Practicing. Exercise. You remember the verb of love in our language is exercise. Because you exercise love. You don't do love. You don't give. You exercise. That creation you mentioned, you create some warmth and beauty in this universe by just being lover. This is the way we see it. He said, anyhow, let me make it short. You want to see this master of us and communicate? To link properly, you have to have some attitudes. First thing was, don't look for the palace and big stuff like that. Here, there is a hidden treasure. Second, somebody will tell you, doesn't matter who, will lead you to the caliph under the tree. Then he started about the feeling. He said, there is a feeling inside, which is a strange combination. Combination of something you like and something you don't like. Animal likes lightness, and animal hates fear. Because fear is the engine of animal. Main engine is that, right? And you think these are two things, one you like, one you don't. That's where you act a little bit silly, stubborn. These two could be combined. You should find it in your heart. This is the state of holiness. In a holy place, you behave differently. You don't whistle, you don't... Maybe even if you're not that young, you don't chew chewing gum. You behave differently. Looks like fear, and you like it very much. That's a very good state of being. That was first. Second, there was a rule. Remember what was it? We said, you have to begin with what? Salam. We don't fight each other, we don't argue. If you come forward with peace, the master could give you something. So first is salam, peaceful approach. Then what happened in that story? You have two questions, and Rumi showed you that, put aside these questions. These are silly questions. These are nonsenses. And look very logical to you. First question is, how the spirit came in the body? And the second was, what was the use of it? Put aside these nonsenses that you learn at the beginning to drop some stone just like that. First thing, how the spirit came in here? How the light goes steady no matter what? How water evaporates at 100 degrees? How the sun is bright? how a dog will bark. All of these how's, you have all the answers, not this one to start. This is not the start. Because we want to know you. I want to know me. I'm not here to do something about this universe. I'm here to do something about myself, to find my heart and purify myself. Doesn't matter how and why. Then you're ready to receive the secret. This is where we were at the last story. Then we are at the story that Rumi is giving you the secret. What is the secret? Yeah.
Oh,
because I told you last time.
I wasn't here last time. I missed the secret.
I didn't say last class. Okay. Anyhow, the way Rumi put it, story by story, he analyzed what's wrong with these 100% intelligence. Let's talk about exceptions, let's understand that comparison, which is no good, and that jealousy will hurt you, doesn't hurt anyone. And at the end, you have to do the best you can. And you don't need too much power for that. If you want to deal with yourself, you are enough. Then, change your attitude. Be a good learner. Now, I will let you know what the secret is. The secret is, everybody knows, love. So he started to tell you what love is. This is the loveliest. This is what I told you last time. This is one of the loveliest stories of Masnavi for me. It's an explanation of love. And you find the description of love in this story. And it's lovely made. So, wherever, when you're reading Masnavi and somewhere Rumi talks about love and you want to know the details about love, you come back to this story. Do not forget, this is why I analyze it and I go step by step from story to story to story and the linkage of them. We have 8 stories to explain the problem. Another 8 stories, the second half of the book, which will give you a hint what could be done about it. This is book 1. And see how logical it is. Any good teacher who is teaching in 6 sessions, in the first session, he should say what the problem is and what could be done about it. This is book 1, the way I see it. Now we are in the story of the parrot and the merchant. We are talking about your merchant. The one who deals with the problem, thinks about the benefit and all that. You know your merchant one. But you don't know what the parrot one in you. There is a parrot in you. It's a parrot means this way of thinking, this sort of thought. Remember, whenever we want to talk about thinking, we find a bird to play that role because the thought will fly. That's how it happens. So the parrot is that lovely one. The one who talks like you, but doesn't feel good because it's encaged. It's in your cage and you pretend that you love it. Everybody believes that I'm good to my pet. You forget that the parrot doesn't want to be encaged. Wants to be free, attending the assembly of the free parrots in India. What does that mean to you? Please put it in a very romantic poetry.